in Arizona. I mean, but it's not fun. I mean, because, you know, they destroyed our economy. They murdered millions. They continue to murder millions. Every single person that lines up in that parking lot and gets that shot, you know, we'll never know. We'll never, ever, ever know how many tens of millions of people. We know they'll kill 6%. That's why I keep, you know, the 6% that we showed with the XMRV associated diseases in the last study that was so called a negative study where we couldn't validate our own results. Well, that's because they took all the patients out of study, but it didn't. Our paper said we isolated the viruses and from humans with the disease and showed it to be associated with the disease. We showed 6% asymptomatic carriers. You're an asymptomatic carrier of a retrovirus. You don't have to develop AIDS from HIV. We know that. We know how to keep the immune system healthy. You don't have to develop any disease from XMRV. We know that. It's contagious cancer if you're among the susceptible, but hey, I don't have to develop any disease. I'm going to keep my immune system healthy. Same thing's true with COVID. You know, it's a disease. The D means disease, folks, and it wasn't caused by SARS-CoV-2. Never was caused by the mask, caused by the flu shot, caused by all the garbage in it, caused by the lockdowns and the poisonous food. Here in California, you couldn't carry it. You have to pay for plastic bags because the plastic bags are all destroying the ocean. You couldn't get a straw, a plastic straw. You had to order it. Oh, we recycled everything and took our own grocery. Now that you can't eat on glassware, you can't wash dishes. Everything's plastic, the styrofoam. I mean, the environmental damage of these masks with every kind of germ and nanocarbon fiber, you know, Morgellons.
Just nasty. It's nasty.
Yeah, just nasty shit. But it's going down our drains. It's going into our ocean. It's killing the fish. It's killing the food. It's sick. It's beyond comprehension. So, I mean, I didn't answer the question because I can't.
Well,
what is the psychology that would allow somebody to drive in a parking lot, a dirty parking lot, and let somebody inject a needle full of COVID? That's what you're injecting. You're injecting the disease. And they said it. It's in the papers.
Well, Fauci and his people, first they said, well, no, that's not the case. These people are not they can't spread it. And then he came back and said, well, they might be able to spread it. The people get the vaccine. And now they're saying, no, that's not true. People who have gotten the vaccine are not spreaders. They're not walking around infecting other people. And I'm like, well, if you...
And there's no data to support that.
There's none. There's no data.
No. There's you no injected data. The pathogenic part in every cell of the body. Don't need infectious and transmissible if you injected it and you put somebody in a mask so they could compromise and kill themselves and spread it through their own body. You know, get a clue. You injected COVID. That's what they admitted from the beginning. You injected the pathogen, the spike protein, folks. That's what you injected. The spike. Why would you do that? If you're trying to avoid a particle going up your nose that you can destroy with a little sunlight or a little heat, why would you inject the spike protein? That's what you're doing. Get a clue, folks.
Let's talk about kids real quick. I want to talk about kids. Why would the just basic questions, because you've been in the system and you... Why would the FDA even allow Pfizer and Moderna to start testing on kids? I mean, it seems insane to me. That's number one. It's a two-part question. Number two, what kind of an insane maniac parent would offer their kid up for this kind of testing? It's like part of me thinks that it's fake. Because I just can't get my head around the fact that a parent would put their kid up for this kind of thing. Little kid.
I can't wrap my head around that either. Well, first of all, FDA is fully part of the corruption. They're the ones who put hydroxychloroquine took it off the drugstore shelf took essential medicines like Cerumen away from people after double-blind placebo-controlled studies proved that Cerumen, very low dose, very, very low dose, could actually give kids with autism their life back, their voice back. You know, not everyone, but yeah, it was a double-blind placebo-controlled study in 2015. And what did Bayer Monsanto do? Oh, they took all the Cerumen off the market. Worldwide, it's illegal, just like hydroxychloroquine, just like type 1 interferon was taken from AIDS patients, just like. No, I can't imagine a parent. So the FDA is part of the corruption. They control. They gave themselves the authority for deciding which drug could be used right. in which place. They gave themselves that authority in the 60s. Again, they're the food and drug. The only thing they should be doing is saying the drug is safe and the food is safe. Well, we know our food is not safe. GMOs cause cancer.
Junk.
Wait
it's
a minute.
Junk.
Yeah, junk. Our food is not safe at all. So why does the FDA even exist? Because they haven't done their job. You know, you're fired. You're done. You know, they're part of the corruption. They're lockstep in control with the Centers for Dishonesty and Corruption. They've been doing this for four decades. You know, since the 60s. My entire life. I was born in 1958. By the way, the fact checkers can't figure out whether I was born in 57 or 58. Everybody on the planet knows my birthday. You know, come on.
These fact checkers are fools. They're fools.
Well, they're paid. You know, we paid the Quack Watch, this Ivan Oransky. So all these doctors and scientists who can't get another job, you know, they couldn't handle the heat. They can't do the work. So they're just paid shills. They're just paid pills. They take the money. They turn around. They walk away. And it's hard for me to get behind the psychology of, you know, worse than the parents. See, I'm blaming the doctors, those emergency room doctors who see it, and they won't file the.
Why won't they? Yeah, why won't they? Aren't they supposed to file adverse reaction reports with the FDA and other things?
Correct. And by this emergency use, they're supposed to, and they're not.
They're this definitely was, not because you'd see
detailed.
That you'd see those numbers go up.
Detailed on the high wire yesterday. Detailed the proof of it on the high wire. We knew it from a Harvard study from I don't know a decade ago, 2010 or so. Paid $1 million to look and see if vaccine injuries were reported. You know, 1%. Now it's the exact same thing, and they know it. And they were supposed to under this emergency use. This is the problem. It's not the parents who don't know better. They're trying to get their kids back into school. You can see the damage
right.
to the kids' psychology.
It's true. I've seen it.
Kids are just,
I've seen
yeah,
it.
Causing,
I've seen it.
And the mask, yeah, where they're fearful. The kids are scared. They don't know what to do. It's not the parents' fault. The parents are like trusting their doctors. It's these corrupt doctors that need to step back and say, okay, I'm going to do the right thing. And we have every day, you know, but again, I have doctors who talk to me from the ER. They're like, Judy, I can't go public because I'll lose my job. They'll go after me. And if I can save one person at a time, they sit in the ER and say, please don't ever get another shot. So please don't ever get another shot. But didn't I say that a year ago?
Yeah,
how will
well,
we never
more,
see
more than
COVID
once.
Again? Never get another shot of anything. Anything, and we'll never see COVID again. We'll never see the strain du jour. We have the immune system. So that's the good news. We can fix this with the same things that helped your wife. You know, we got God-given immune system. You think COVID stands a chance to God? Nope. You think Tony Fauci stands a chance to God? Nope. You can't create. Think about it. That Ebola, the contagious Ebola in 14, and what did that smart doctor do? Hydroxychloroquine, saline, give, you know, protect the immune system from the malaria of the region. Keep other infections away from the immune system. Strengthen the immune system and let it go do its job. And Dr. Kent Brantley produces an antibody. You know, they fly him in that stupid thing to the CDC and act like the CDC controlled him, you know, cured him. No, the CDC did nothing, you know, and that I don't know who the nurse was, but there was a nurse, not Nurse Nancy. Nurse Nancy was in the same team that was in Sierra Leone, and she's fine too. And then, you know, convalescent serum, their own antibodies, they made immunity, keep the immune system strong, and you can fight anything, folks, the strain du jour, anything. Please just don't get another injection. Don't line your kids up. Don't, you know, you can see how much damage the masks have done to our kids. You know, I went to a baseball game with my own, my husband's 9-year-old grandson, my grandson. And he half the field, he stood there in a mask. And
it's the most depressing thing.
Get that thing off. Get that thing off. He came out, get that thing off. This kid is scared. The parents are trying. So, and I can't get around, I can't appreciate at all a parent who would line their child up. There is no risk to the children. But as I said in the beginning, this horrific school board call where they just called us nuts. So many, 3-4 parents called in and said, please don't force this on our kids to get us to go back to school. The kids don't get sick. We need them for the herd immunity. So you're taking away the herd immunity. And don't forget, here in California, our kids are the most heavily vaccinated anywhere, because they took away all the exemption. Richard Pan, you know, that moron who did, you know, oh, Biden's got him now heading the whole health. Oh, yeah, you got paid for murdering millions of children in California over the past 2 decades. You got paid for it. You know, oh, great. You know, well, you know, there's a special place in hell for people like that.
Well, it's getting crowded down there because there's a lot of bastards running around that... You know, I mean, I don't, there's all kind of stuff. I saw earlier today also that from a buddy of mine down in D.C. who's very plugged into the security and intelligence, he says, Fauci behind the scenes is asking for more security for himself, his wife, and his daughters who don't live with him. They're at different places from death threats. And I'm thinking, what... this is what he's worried about. How many deaths has this guy caused? How many suicides, et cetera? On and on and on. Opioid. And this is what he's worried about.
Right.
It's just one of the things that's very frustrating.
Yeah, well, you know.
You see this guy, he's elevated now. We talked about this a year ago. I asked you a year ago, or roughly a year ago. How does it make you feel seeing this guy on TV? And now, like a year later, he's bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like the movie The Blob back in the day. You know, it's like he keeps going and he gets bigger and more people trust this guy. And I've had relatives say to me, yeah, but Dr. Fauci, I said, are you out of your mind? Can you think for yourself? Yeah. You have to do your own research. You can't trust this guy. This guy is a lifelong criminal.
That's right. Lifelong criminal. Wrap your head around that, folks. Lifelong criminal. He doesn't do those experiments. He's not in that lab. I tell people, you know, he's got this lab coat hanging up there. I think it was RFK Jr. who said, Judy showed me this film a year or so ago and said, is this true? And I'm like, yeah, you know, look at the lab coat. It's white. It's pristine white, crisp iron. My lab coat had blood all over it. When you're in the lab and you're working, you're working.
Yeah, he just picked up the lab coat.
It ain't work. He just picks up the lab coat and goes on camera.
Yeah, he took like the dry cleaning bag off.
He's never been in that lab. He's never put that on. You know, and we know you mentioned these shots. We know there are going to be hot lots. You know, because this is an experiment, so they need some controls, right, folks? So you know, watch Bobby's latest movie, the ChildrenHealthDefense.org, Medical Racism. I believe it came out March 10th or 11th. I don't know. They kind of beat me up on an airplane, so I lost a D-Day.
Yeah. you tend to lose a little time when you get roughed up a year.
Lost a little time. And so some people are asking me, Judy, why is the book delayed coming out? Well, I lost a little time because a little PTSD all over again. And I, you know, how can we talk about ending plague when they're doing it all over again?
You got to put that in the book.
Had to add another chapter. That's right.
Yeah, you got to put it in the book. Spice it up.
I did.
Let's go.
I did. It's good. But yeah. But that medical racism movie, you can see right there. Oh, the measles shots, that four times the dose in the inner city of LA. What's happening in India right now? Oh yeah, they sent a hot lot over there and then calling, oh, the COVID, oh, blame the Indians, you know, just like they did with the Gardasil. You know, you don't think, you know, that they're sending the hot lots where they want them to go. They're killing the people they want to kill. You know, and this is why people have to understand what they did. You know, there was a cluster of vaccine injuries that is in the movie about 1986, theact.com. And this is the information that Mike Hugo, the attorney, told me about. So all the way back in the 80s, somewhere in Alabama or in the South, you know, the poor, they had a hot lot of a particular shot at God. I don't know which one it was. So a bunch of kids died. Let's just say 10 of them. So we got to separate these clusters out. So did the government do the right thing and investigate them? Nope. They made policy that you never send enough of a lot to find that needle in the haystack.
Right.
So they don't, you know, so you don't catch the hot lot. So you don't know the lot numbers. You know, look at all these things. There's no control on anything, any of these parking lot shots.
No, you've seen that.
No,
they give you a paper card. And you're supposed
That's
to carry
right.
that around. I said, give me a break. What is this? This is like,
yeah.
Are they going to bring back the Dewey Decimal System in the library? This is ridiculous.
Exactly. So they've got like nothing out there, but that's what people have to realize. So, you know, and they went on a press conference on Monday morning, you know, Fauci and CDC, that whoever that woman is, whatever the latest shill is they put in there.
Well, she's insane. She was the first week she was crying. Did you see her the first week? She was like crying. It's going to get bad. This is like, it's a disaster.
I'm like, it's horrible, Jeff. Look at what we've done. We've shot everybody. When are you going to wake up and realize you did it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, all of us are fine. Look at us in our churches. Look at us in Godspeak Church, 1,200 a weekend for a solid year. Look at us in everywhere we go. You know, we are, my husband and I are the canary in the coal mine. Nobody's sick. Nobody's sick, folks.
Well, my wife got sick, doctor. My wife got sick. She went back to work. She's a medical worker. When she had access and interactions with only two people that weren't children, because she works with little kids, and they were both nurses who have had, at the time, they had gotten the vaccine. So she said, I must have gotten it from these people. Is that possible? I said, yes, it's possible.
Yep, absolutely. And she got better, too. So that's for
yeah,
all
she
those
got better.
Worried about this shedded vaccine. Yes, that shot is the pathogen. You are spreading COVID. Yes, absolutely. But we can all get better with the same thing. Hydroxychloroquine, zinc, quercetin.
Well, good luck getting it.
Liver
I
healthy,
mean, good luck.
D.
I mean, the doctors, they won't prescribe it. They looked at her like she was insane when mm-hmm. she asked for the show. Well, we can't give you those things. And then they said,
well,
why do you want those?
We
said,
can't
they
possibly
work.
Cure you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she could have been cured in a couple of days. And how many other people, you know, that are sitting in bed that don't have the wherewithal to, you know, get online and nose around like me. And we have good people. The folks who subscribe to us on our platforms, they told me, yo, go to this place, go to that place, go to this place and get it. I'm like, okay.
Right. So you've got your, you know, there are places, American Frontline Doctors, we can get
right.
it. You know, you can go to a feed store and get ivermectin. It's in a paste. It doesn't taste real good, but the animals are fine, right?
Well, there are people doing that. There are people that are getting meds through their veterinarian. There are people that are getting vials of ivermectin from grain and feed stores for horses, and they're taking
sure.
small injections. I mean, they're like, hey, I'm not going to wait around. I'm not getting this stuff. But
yeah.
hey, don't yeah. worry, because Biden, just like you just said, Biden
worry.
Just announced it on Monday. He's probably going to send potentially 60 million vaccine doses of AstraZeneca. He's sending those, the ones that aren't approved here. He's going to send them over to India.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that in India is wondering what's going on. Yeah. You didn't stop them. You got to listen, folks. If they don't listen to us, that's what's going to happen to them. You know, sorry. Yeah, Biden sending all those toxic shots over to India. You know, I had a guy from India call me and say, what's going on in India? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't watch TV. You know, so then I quickly saw the ads and I knew exactly what was going on in India. Yep. You sent a hot lot to India, folks. You sent millions of toxic doses, pulled them off the shelf here. You know, just long enough to make sure, yep, they'll kill those people pretty quickly. And then you send them over there and yeah, they're dying pretty quickly. It's not rocket science. It's really not.
Well, they're
it's
selling that. Sad. They're going to sell that now as a variant.
Oh, it's sure. It's a variant. The variant came in. Do you know how many viruses are in the Vero monkey kidney cells? Where we grow the SARS, where we grow the vaccine. You know, do you know how many viruses are in the aborted fetal tissue? So, you know, Francis Collins said, oh, don't worry about that, folks. We don't use fetuses anymore. Those cell lines have been in the lab since the 60s. Yep. Around the world. How many contaminants, folks? How much have they picked up? Animals, mycoplasma, mold. You know, think about people don't know how the sausage is made.
That's in the Janssen. Well, what you just said, though, the fetal tissue's in the Janssen & Janssen. I'm not Johnson & Johnson, Janssen.
That's right. That's right. J&J, sure.
Yeah. It's
And AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
And you're growing. You have to grow viral vaccines in fetal tissue. So what do you got? You got another human being, virome and microbiome. You've got mycoplasma, you got mold. We treat those with antimycotics. When we use these cell lines, you're growing them up in a ferment, just like you would make craft beer or wine. Think about that big silver thing. Every single, how do you think you get millions of doses? How do you think you get millions of half? 50 gallons is about a 200 liter fermenter. 50 gallons. Oh, that we grow that up in those cells. We treat those cells with antibiotics because bacteria grow in the labs in these cell lines with antimycotics for mycoplasma, for mycotoxins, for mold, you know, antifungals. All of that is in there. There's a cartoon in Plague of Corruption. You know, they take it right out of that vat and then they mix it with another virus. Oh, they mix it with a little HIV and the gamma retroviruses from that aborted fetal tissue. Every human, 8% of their genome. Do you know how many variants are in 8% of your genome? The viruses that have been silenced, you know, over the millennia, but, you know, by God, expressed in a orchestra between the microbiome and your immune cells, 8% of your genome. And you'd mess with that by injecting another human's genome directly into. You don't need infectious and transmissible if you injected it. That's why don't ever get another shot and you won't see the variant. You know, just the strain du jour. Tony Fauci can say anything he wants. I can email you the paper from 2011 from the Vero E6 cell line. I can show you how many bat viruses are in there. I can show you alpha, beta, delta, gamma coronaviruses, alpha, beta, delta, gamma retroviruses, AIDS viruses, monkey, mouse, you name it, SD40, a little lung cancer, folks, with your mask on, you know, mesothelioma. I can show you all of this. And he knows that. And that's what they don't want you to know. Yeah, Tony Fauci, we're not taking any more of your shots. We're not wearing your mask. We're done with your game. You can choose whoever you want, but it won't be my child. Or it won't be my family. And this is, you know, if people don't wake up, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, why would you ever let somebody inject your child with a clear liquid in a syringe and you have no idea what it is? None. You're told by a serial felon. Tony Fauci is a serial felon. David Martin listed over the 20 years the felonies, those gain of function studies he did against federal law.
Yeah, that he's just rogue. He's like, federal Dr. Frankenstein. Forever.
Correct. That alone should have put him in prison forever. And yet, people still do it. You know, look at, I don't know what else to say. He just keeps parroting the same thing.
It is a classic operation. It's misinformation. It's perception is painted as reality, and with the media behind them, and they can drum this into people's heads nonstop, 24/7. You have it was quite incredible. You had at one point Biden talking about you better take the vaccine. Kamala Harris is saying you better take the vaccine. President Trump at the same time is saying, hey, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have these great vaccines. Take your vaccine. And I'm like, wait a minute. Then you have Bush, Clinton, and Obama all together mm-hmm. saying, take the vaccine. I said, come on, this is getting a little bit crazy. You guys are coming on pretty hard. But that, to me, means it's not working.
Correct. And then this morning, just like we said when we opened this, in coffee, there's Collins and Fauci saying, the kids aren't taking enough vaccine. We're not shooting enough kids.
Oh, they're coming for the kids because it makes sense. But it makes sense numbers wise for them to come for the kids.
Well, and they're heavily vaccinated. So remember, our kids are primed, and they've been wearing masks for a year. So it's gonna be a disease nightmare in our kids. And we're
saying when kids get vaccine because of all this, it's going to generate a lot of problems.
It's going to explode. It's like throwing gasoline on a fire. They already have problems. Our kids, all 50% of our kids already have asthma. Oh, what's going to happen when you inject SARS? Yep, the spike protein.